Welcome everyone to Wake, right? Like I'm not really all sold out for Crossroads, am I? Okay, so hang on. This is only for you. How's my hair? Does it look okay? Okay. Let's see what we've got here. All right. So this is just for this 20-minute period. Okay. I'm not gonna carry this around all the time, but we're gonna put this on right now for you guys. Okay. So there you go. All right. Okay. Wait. Does the back look okay? Okay, good. All right, so let's put this back on. Hello, everyone. Welcome. Can I see everybody's eighth graders? If you're an eighth grader, raise your hand, please. Okay, that's excellent. See, the reason why I'm excited about this is that the very first time I ever spoke at Crossroads, when I took over Crossroads from Kubi, does anybody remember Kubi? Kubi? Yep. You guys were in the room, and so this is the very first time I've ever got to speak from this platform, and you guys are in the room. So we're kind of like kindred spirits now, eighth graders. I like that. It's very nice. Okay, so I'm here to talk with you guys about Easter. What? Like, we're in junior high, and Easter in junior high years is about 4 months away, right? No, actually, it's just about a month away, okay? So I want to talk with you guys about, hang on, this is much better. That's more me. Okay, there we go. So I want to talk to you guys about Easter, but we have to start kind of at the beginning, okay? So I'm going to introduce a friend of mine to you. His name is Joe. Let's take a look at Joe on the screen real quick, his first one. There's Joe. Now, let's not make fun of Joe, but he could stand to eat a sandwich or two. He's a little skinny, but no big deal, okay? David kind of talked a little bit about this earlier, but I'm going to tell you guys about the gospel of Jesus Christ, okay? So Joe is just like you and me. He's a normal guy. He's good most of the time. He's bad other times, right? But just a regular guy. So anybody here, let's take a little poll. If you've ever lied, let's just get a raise in the hands. If you've ever lied in your entire life, okay, if your hand is not in the air, you're lying, so put your hand in the air, okay? So we've all lied. So here's a second one right now. If you've ever lied to your parents, raise your hand. Let's see that. Okay, that's pretty much everybody again, right? So here's the deal with that. Those are two of God's big commandments, the Ten Commandments, right? Two of those. Everybody raise their hand. You broke two of the big Ten Commandments, right? And so here's how I know that all of you have done this. In Romans 3, right, 3:23, it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." So when he says all, he means pretty much all, right? So that's all of us, me, you, Joe, David, everybody, right? So here's the deal also, is that Joe would like to be with God, but unfortunately there's this big canyon between him and God, right? And so that canyon is there, it represents something for us, right? That's our sin, and it separated us from God. And in Romans 6:23, it said, "For the wages of sin is death," right? Okay, so the wages of sin is death. This is not good for us at all, right? Because we've all raised our hand, and that means that we are all going to pay the wages of sin, which is death. That's a huge cavern between us and God, okay? So now, Joe is an Olympic athlete. He is a super-duper long jumper. So Joe is going to stand at one end of that cavern, right? And he's going to get ready. His back leg is doing a little bit of that. And he's going to take off, and he's going to jump, right? And he's going to try and jump over to God. And how he's going to do that, really, is by doing good works. He's going to try and pray. He's going to try and be nice to his sister. He's going to try and stop cussing as best he can. Okay. He's also going to go to church. Right. He's going to do all these things. But unfortunately, let's take that next slide of Joe. Here's what happens when he tries that. Whoa. See, unfortunately, that cavern between us and God, it's bigger than the Grand Canyon. If anybody knows the Grand Canyon, that's 18 miles wide. And I don't care if you've got a jetpack on your back. You're not going to jump 18 miles, right? And that's even infinitely wider for us, between us and God, okay? And so what I want you to know is that there is a way. So let's move to the next slide, because Joe's kind of going, well, excuse me, but you just told me I'm a sinner. You just told me I can't do anything to get to God. What am I supposed to do, right? So let's take another look. One more slide. Oh, okay. Wait, so there's this cross thing, and that cross represents something. That cross is Jesus Christ. It represents Jesus Christ dying on the cross. Let me tell you who that was. David talked about it a little bit. Jesus Christ was fully man and fully God. And he was born of a virgin, and he lived a perfect life, and he never sinned. Therefore, he never had to pay the wages of sin, okay? And so what he did was he chose to die on a cross for our sins because he didn't have to. And someone might say, someone raised this, a kid actually raised this to me, and he's like, well, wait a minute. Jesus, he didn't choose to die on the cross, right? He got put on the cross by a bunch of Roman soldiers. And to that I say this, Jesus Christ was God. And at any moment, he could have snapped his fingers or even before they invented it, he could have gone with the clapper, and then boom, what would have happened is he could have called 1,000 angels down to defend him. And I guarantee you it would not be angels with fluttery wings, right, on a little cloud and a harp. I'm talking like angels with tattoos and yoked up, right, and serious, like bad attitude kind of angels. They would have come down, and the Roman soldiers probably would have gone, peace, okay, and then they would have taken out, right? But that didn't happen. That did not happen. Jesus restrained that power, and he got on the cross for you and for me, okay? So let's take a look at the next slide. See, Joe is going to get to go to God because he's doing something. He's trusting that cross is going to hold him up, okay? And so what that trust means is that you know and understand that you have faith that Jesus Christ was fully man and fully God. He was born of a virgin, that he lived a perfect life, and that he died on the cross for your sins. If you believe that, you are walking across that cross. You are trusting it. Let's take a last look at our last slide. The sweet, happy ending. Joe, at the end, has trusted in Christ. He is now with God forever, right? Excellent story. End of story, right? Okay, so then what did I forget? Anybody? Anybody know what I forgot in that whole story there? Yes, sir. How did that happen? Okay, I could address some other stuff. There's something kind of big that might have to do with Easter here. Anybody? Yes. The resurrection. What about the resurrection? And David made this really cool slide. I thought it was really awesome. Let's give David a big round of applause for that. Yes. Yes. What about the resurrection? Okay, guys, when I was a kid, there was a movie that came out. So this shows you how old I am. When I was a kid, there was a movie that came out. It was called Jaws. Has anybody ever seen Jaws? Wow, I'm blown away by that. I did not think that many people in this room would see Jaws. Okay, so for me, we're not going to show the clip. We're just going to kind of fast forward because we're running a little bit low on time. But here's the deal. With Jaws, it was, like, really scary, okay? And I lived in Houston. Anybody ever been to Houston? Let's see some hands for Houston. Woo-woo, Houston. All right, okay, very nice. I know, I hate it. I'm never going back. It's hot and sweaty, and I don't like it, right? So here's the deal. I live in Houston, and it's 45 minutes away from Galveston, right? Which, that's kind of the ocean. It's salt water, right? It's salt water. So here's the deal. I saw Jaws, and I was so close to Galveston. I could go really anytime I wanted, and I never went for two reasons. One, because you get up into the water to your knee, and you can't see your foot anymore, and that's disgusting, okay? And second, because I don't want to be in any kind of water that I can't see through. That's my logic. I can't see through the water, so if Jaws, who has a vendetta for me, not all of you guys, you could totally get in the water and he'd be fine. He's coming after me, right? If I can't see him coming, I'm not going in the water. Now think about the logic. A great white shark is a pretty powerful swimmer, and if I see him and I'm anywhere away from the shore, it's like Carl Lewis coming at me. I'm not going to be able to run away from this great white shark, right? But that's what my mind was thinking, and I didn't go to the beach, right? I would sit on the beach. I wouldn't go in the water. I definitely wouldn't go deep sea fishing. I would never want to be on a boat or any of that, right? That is a fake character, fictional character. Jaws was not real. There are great white sharks, but they're not looking for me, right? They're not looking to eat people. They see a seal, and they're going for that, right? They're not looking for me, and I changed my life. I did things differently because of this fake character that was Jaws, okay? Now, the resurrection was absolutely real. That was totally and utterly real, okay? And let me look at John 20, 19 and 20. This is what it looked like for the 12 apostles when Jesus appeared to them after he rose from the dead, okay? It says this, on the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Okay, so that's what happened when Jesus appeared to them. And here's kind of, this is not scripture at all, okay? But I kind of think it might have gone down something like this, okay? So the guys are sitting in the room and they're going, man, this stinks. And Andrew is over here, he's like, this is boring. I mean, when Jesus was here, I saw a dude sprout a leg. Some guy was seeing. He wasn't blind anymore. And now it's totally boring. In fact, he told the best jokes. And then Bartholomew from this side goes, yeah. Andrew, do you remember the time that he told a joke and you couldn't stop laughing and you're laughing and then you like peed your tunic and we were calling you pee boy. Remember that? And then Jesus was like, note to self, do not tell divine jokes to Andrew. Boom, right? So that's it. And Peter, we know Peter being like a guy, he'll overreact just a little bit, right? Remember what happened when they came to get Jesus in the garden? He yanked out his sword and he's like, wham, I'm taking your ear. And the ear falls off and Jesus is like, whoa, bro, hang on. Ear on. Peter, cut it out, man. So Peter's going nuts, right? So Peter, I think, that day he was sitting in the room and he's like, he's like punching the wall. He's like, oh, I got to go back to fishing. I hate the smell of fish, right? And he's like, oh snap, boy, look, it's Jesus. What? Jesus in the house, y'all. And everybody's like, oh my gosh, it's Jesus. And Jesus is like, hello, peace be with you. I don't know why he'd be doing Tai Chi, but he definitely would be, right? And he's like, look at my hands and my side, right? And so here's the deal. Thomas, right, he's probably in the back, and he's like, what the heck's going on? All the rockets. And then Peter's like, oh, boy, you better give me my 5 denarii. I told you Jesus was coming back. And then Thomas is like, doubt it. I'm going to need to see the holes in his hands. So Jesus is like, okay, he's kind of 60s dancing over to him. He's like, huh? And Thomas is like, I'm going to put my finger in it. He's like, okay. And then he's like, oh, snap. Hey, I got to pay up. Who's got the money now that Judas is gone? Anybody? Because it's him, right? That's what I believe may have happened. Probably not, but that's that. But here's the deal. I want to give you guys 4 reasons why I believe that the resurrection was absolutely real. 4 things that you can trust and hopefully will change the way you think and act, okay? The first thing, very quickly, is the Old Testament prophesied that it was going to happen. Hosea 6, 1 and 2 says this. Come, let us return to the Lord. He has torn us to pieces, but he will heal us. He has injured us, but he will bind up our wounds. After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will restore us that we may live in his presence. Hosea 6, 1 and 2. So the Old Testament is the first reason why you can believe that the resurrection was true, because the Bible said so in the Old Testament. Number 2 is that Jesus himself said it was happening. Let's take a look at that next slide. And this is Jesus speaking, and he says, from that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, the chief of priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life. The Old Testament said so. Jesus Christ said that the resurrection is going to happen, right? And then the third thing, the New Testament tells us about it. So let's think about this, right? The two Marys walk up to the tomb. They're going to go hang out and see what Jesus is at, right? They'll check out the tomb, and they happen to see 2 men in like lightning white suits standing there, and then this ensues. It says, in their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, why do you look for the living among the dead? He's not here. He has risen. We'll talk about that more. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee, the Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. Then they remembered his words. It's like, I kind of like, he did say that. You know, I remember that whole thing. And so, okay, so that's what happened. So the Old Testament says it was coming. Jesus said it was coming. The New Testament said it was happening, right? And so I've had some friends who are not believers. In fact, I've got one friend in particular who's not a believer, and he doesn't allow me to interact with him about spiritual things unless I'm coming from me, right? If I try to say something out of the Bible, it's like, I don't believe it. I don't believe the Bible, so that doesn't hold anything for me. Well, let me give you something there. Number 4, there is a man named Josephus. Say this with me, Josephus. One more time. 1, 2, 3. Josephus. Josephus was a court historian for a Roman emperor, okay? He was a Jew. He wasn't a Christian, right? And people today at Harvard, all over the world, people use Josephus's writings to prove what happened in the time period of Jesus Christ, okay? And this is what Josephus says. It says, at this time, there was a wise man who was called Jesus, and his conduct was good, and he was known to be virtuous. And many people from among the Jews and other nations became his disciples. Pilate condemned him to be crucified and to die. Those who had become his disciples did not abandon his discipleship. They reported that he had appeared to them 3 days after his crucifixion and that he was alive. Accordingly, says Josephus,
He was perhaps the Messiah concerning whom the prophets have recounted wonders, right? So Josephus, a man who didn't believe in the saving grace of Jesus Christ, wrote that. So four things. Old Testament, Jesus said it, the New Testament verifies it, and Josephus said that it happened, okay? Got me? Everybody with me? Because this is an important part, right? This is the really, really important part. So when we talk about the resurrection, we have to know that the man was on the cross. We've all seen and know what happened to Jesus on the cross. We didn't see it. We've seen movies about that, right? And we see the pain and the torture that he was in. And then we hear that he rolled the stone rolled away and he came out, right? But he was flesh and blood. So look at the person next to you and touch their hand, touch their arm, touch their body in some place. Jesus felt just like that. He was absolutely real, okay? Come back. Here we go. Right back with me. We'll wait on the guys in the back. There we go. Very nice. Okay, so here's the deal. Jesus was real. Come back. Here we are. I'm going to wait on that guy right there. Ryan Barr. Thank you very much. Okay, so he was real. He rose from the dead. He walked around for 40 days. More than 500 people reported seeing Jesus, right? And on the and after 40 days, this happened. Let's take that last slide, that Mark 16:19. After the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was taken up into heaven, and he sat at the right hand of God. So just like you and me, all of a sudden, the skies open, David Peniel, doubt it, goes and he goes rising straight to heaven, right? That's what happened with Jesus in flesh and blood. And now, here's another really cool thing. We are waiting for him to come back, as I like to say, scuba's up, right? And judge the world. That's what we're waiting for. And so we see, for the next month, a ton of commercials. We see a ton of stuff going on. There's a lady in my neighborhood. I love her to death. In fact, my daughter, Lily, loves to walk by her house because she's got these giant, like, fluorescent Easter eggs in her yard. And my daughter's like, whoop, right, every time she sees them. That is not what Easter is about. The lady understands. She just happens to like to celebrate Easter, right? But what we need to do is think about the fact that Christ is alive. When we see those signs in the ground that say he is risen, it means something. So today, we're going to have Jared come back up and he's going to sing a song for us. Are we going to have time for that, or what do you think? Okay, so Jared's going to sing a song for us. And there's a line, I think it's, I don't know music at all. Is that the bridge where it says he's alive, he's alive? Okay, so the bridge says he's alive. He's alive. I want you guys to think about that, to remember that Jesus Christ is alive. I'm going to come back and we're going to pray and I'm going to give you guys a challenge, but let's listen to Jared right now.